At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas Symphony Orchestra is set to announce its new music director later this morning. The appointment is likely to garner international attention because the previous DSO conductor, Jaap van Zweden, now leads the New York Philharmonic. The Dallas Symphony will announce its choice at the Meyerson Symphony Center at 10. The largest health insurer in the state has delayed a stricter review policy for 500,000 customers. The potential change said the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas HMO would not pay if members use out-of-network emergency rooms for something not serious or non-life-threatening. Plans to launch that change today instead have been delayed for 2 months because of a pushback from the Texas Medical Association and a dozen other groups. Dr. Allison Haddock's on the board of the Texas College of Emergency Physicians. She thinks the change would violate Texas law and lead patients to self-diagnose.
You never know who is going to be delaying care or not seeking care when they need it because of a policy like this. Seeing the system break down in this way for our patients is just really scary for us as emergency physicians.
Blue Cross Blue Shield says it's in line with the law and will work closely with the state insurance department to provide more information about the process. U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry will be in Austin today for a Department of Energy conference. The former Texas governor is expected to discuss efforts to address cybersecurity and energy security. The visit follows reports of Perry pushing for a bailout of failing coal and nuclear power plants. A draft memo from the Energy Department last week argued for requiring electric grid operators to buy electricity from coal and nuclear plants. The ideas have come under fire from the oil, gas, and wind industries. In today's Vital Signs, nutrition as a way to prevent Alzheimer's disease. Researchers combined elements of the heart-healthy DASH and Mediterranean diets into a food plan believed to help maintain brain health. Dr. Claudia Padilla with the Baylor AT&T Memory Center talked to me about the MIND diet.
The DASH diet was for individuals that have elevated blood pressure. So they combined the Mediterranean and the DASH diet. And this was a diet that was studied out of Rush University at their Memory and Aging Center back in 2015. What they looked at was the population of patients that followed a plant-based diet with less processed foods and more fresh foods like fruit and vegetables, lean proteins like chicken and fish, using olive oil to cook with. So those are some of the key ingredients. They found that individuals that followed this diet very strictly had about a 53% reduction in developing Alzheimer's disease or cognitive changes. Patients that followed it moderately had a decline in cognitive changes or developing Alzheimer's disease about 33%.
Did this information come about as a result of just studying these diets and see what kind of benefits they offered, or were you specifically looking for a relationship between those diets and Alzheimer's at the time?
At the time, they did look for specific Alzheimer's or cognitive changes, but there's always been in the neurologic literature discussion about the Mediterranean diet and how that plays a role in preventing cognitive decline. And that goes back to research that's done in the European literature that shows individuals in Europe that do follow that Mediterranean diet, there is less incidence and prevalence of developing dementias or Alzheimer's disease.
But what specifically is there about the diet that brings about this result? In essence, are we finding these to be brain-healthy food?
Yeah, definitely. There's certain properties in the olive oil that crosses the blood-brain barrier that's healthy for the brain. Blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, that type of food group or fruit are very important for the brain because of its antioxidant properties. And then the breakdown of different things that in turn, all of those processes help the brain function better. And so there's specific nutrients or ingredients in the food groups that they think contributes, as well as what they noticed in the structures of the brains of these individuals, they actually were healthier. Mm-hmm. So there was less change in volume loss or what we call atrophy.
Would a normally balanced diet not achieve the same thing? You would need something more specific.
I think specific, because a lot of times what we find is people aren't aware of this diet or don't know that maybe instead of using a different type of oil maybe that they've been using all their life, like Crisco or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, just making that one switch to, let's say, olive oil can make a difference.
Other ingredients in the diet?
Small handful of nuts is good, and nuts are heart healthy and brain healthy. And I would say that you want to make sure that you don't consume too much salt, and so you don't want to have salted nuts. And then there's some specific beans that have some high levels of B vitamins. And so we think about like lentils are a good choice, or chickpeas or garbanzo beans. I think also the idea is that you want to limit sugary sweets, and you want to think about, you know, are you eating too much out fried food? Are you eating too much processed foods? Are you eating too much butter and margarine? You know, I think the idea is that you want to limit those types of high fatty foods.
Okay. Those don't contribute to better brain health. Do they actually lessen the quality of brain health?
I wouldn't say specifically that we know that they lessen the quality of brain health, mm-hmm. but that contribution, I think it's a contributing factor that will not help.
But listen, you can't eat your way to brain health.
No, I think it's definitely a part of staying brain healthy. I think the other things that we really have to think about is, are you staying mentally active or engaged? Are you doing something that's stimulating your brain? And is it something you enjoy? Doing a jigsaw puzzle, a crossword puzzle, listening to music, whatever that may be, you have to keep your brain stimulated or engaged. The other thing I always talk about also is physical activity or exercise. And so that's a really important part of staying brain healthy. What are you doing for your cardiovascular health, which also means your brain health? That's really important, as well as staying really socially involved and engaged. You don't want to be isolated. You want to be around people. Having some great discussions are really important. While it may not prevent cognitive decline 100%, all those things contribute to helping prevent it.
Dr. Padilla, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Dr. Claudia Padilla is a behavioral neurologist with the Baylor AT&T Memory Center in Dallas. As for the forecast, a strong chance of rain through tonight with a high around 90.